Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the riots are still going on.
Do we have a scheduled start time for the day on those, or has the memo gone out yet?
The second shift, they start at, 9 p.m. Pacific time. That's okay. When all hell breaks loose.
Gotcha. Okay.
In between, it'll just be, minor little incursions,
okay,
I guess.
Right. But kind of the B team kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This, like the day dancers.
Yes. There you go.
You're not supposed to know what that is, Greg.
I don't. I was just shaking my head and going along with you.
So. Well, good. You're off the hook for now. Okay. Good morning. Welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And it is not just trash talking, but it is just trashy. The riots, awful. Look, let me right off the bat tell you. I was watching and looking at some stuff on Facebook, and it's very interesting for me, some of the insight that I gained, because these are people I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. Now, I never comment if it's a debatable thing. I'll click yes, whatever, if I agree, but I won't get involved because I want to maintain this fly-on-the-wall status, And probably some of them might not even be sure what I do, frankly. And so here's the lefty thing, okay? When you ask them about the riots, they say, well, they shouldn't have had all that police presence. And then you say, well, they were going to burn down the city. Then here's their next step. You ready for this?
All right.
Where was the National Guard on January 6th? That's their next step. You're like, wait a second. We're talking about the riots, number one. Number two, you do know the story behind that, right? That Nancy Pelosi was offered on multiple occasions to be able to step up. It's her. She's in charge of that. Nancy Pelosi, a Speaker of the House, is in charge of Capitol and Capitol security.
Right.
And Trump offered her, do you want extra security? And at least two times.
Correct.
And she turned him down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, the lefties don't even know that. It's not an opinion. Well, I think. No, it is an absolute fact. Mm-hmm. And so you had BLM and others riding in the streets and burning things down. Do you think if law enforcement and ICE and the Guard didn't show up, do you think the anarchists would go, well, there's nothing going on here?
Well,
I'm going home.
It seems to be the impression the left want us to believe that there's only trouble if there's law enforcement showing up.
There was law enforcement that stayed in the perimeters of Minneapolis, in Baltimore, and in other major cities. And what happened? They destroyed parts of those cities, burned them down, federal buildings, police stations, drug stores. Liquor stores, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't you remember all that? What about, what was it? Wasn't it St. Louis? Where were they riding in? Where they did the hands up and all that?
That's where a lot of the BLM crap started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were burning auto parts stores and, you know, anything, everything.
Yep.
And they had a stand back, law enforcement had a stand back approach, let them blow off some steam. So if folks didn't show up to stop the violence, it still would have went on.
Sure.
But now the lefties, now where was the National Guard on January 6th? Is their fallback position? Because they don't even know the simple facts.
Amazing.
You can't. You wouldn't know many simple facts. I get maybe if you asked them, I wonder if they really understood that Joe Biden literally opened the borders with executive actions.
Like practically day one.
If it wasn't day one, it was definitely week one, but I believe it was actually day one.
And during the debates was pretty much signaling ahead of time. Yeah, you'll be able to come in.
Well, only that, when they were all running in their primary, all the Democrats, who wants to give health care to illegals? They all raised their hands.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
All of them. Yeah, these people that only get their news from the lefty, mainstream lefties or whatever, they're not getting the whole story.
No.
Don't debate an issue when you're not even going to consider other information. And again, other information doesn't need to be opinions. It needs to be based on fact. Or you can use like precedent or history.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, if they didn't show up, the National Guard didn't show up, or anybody else didn't show up, then, yeah, there wouldn't have been any violence. Do you think the lefties even know how this all started? ICE is trying to take dangerous criminal illegals and remove them from our country to keep our streets safer. And the people that are protesting don't want ICE to be able to do their job. Let me give you an example, okay? Hey, I don't want ICE coming through my neighborhood and taking my friend Raul, who's been mowing my lawn for 20 years, to take him away in chains.
Okay.
That's not what's occurring. Some of the illegal immigrants detained in the ICE raids that sparked the LA riots are convicted criminals with rap sheets for sexual assault, gang activity, and even murder, including a Vietnamese national convicted of carrying out a mass shooting at a high school graduation that shocked Southern California. You say, well, how can that be?
We haven't heard about that. Can't be true.
Quang Phan, 49, among dozens of illegal immigrants that ICE arrested in L.A. over the weekend in a series of raids that prompted demonstrators to flock to the streets and demand their freedom. Phan is a killer convicted of second-degree murder. After he was kicked out of an L.A. County high school graduation party in 1994, he returned with his gang member cronies and fired semi-automatic rifles into a crowd of 30, killing two teens and wounding seven others.
Hmm.
Another criminal arrested in the weekend raids, 55-year-old Rolando Enriquez from the Philippines. He was sentenced to 37 years in prison for assault with intent to commit rape and sexual penetration. Well, yeah. Despite the reality of many of the arrested illegal immigrant crimes, protesters attempted to block ICE officers from carrying out the raids over the weekend. These are bad people that ICE is trying to get off the streets. So you agree with these anarchists, these mobs for hire? You agree with the rest of the useful idiots? I mean, honestly, how dumb can you be? You're on the wrong side of this issue. And the lefties. Where was the National Guard at January 6th?
Well, apparently you're not supposed to call them in because things get worse.
Well, yeah.
Based on their philosophy.
They don't even understand the basic premise that Nancy Pelosi is the head of security for the Capitol. That's part of your duties as being Speaker of the House at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't understand some of these basic things, you've got to learn how to shut your pie hole and read and listen, and not just to your lefty nut bag goofballs that are on the air at MSNBC and CNN. I'm here to help.
He's just a helper, friends. He's a helper.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.